Mr. President, I also want to echo the remarks that the junior senator from the 6th had, but add to that with Dr. Gupta. I got to know him this year, particularly during the water crisis, Mr. President, and he provided the leadership and also was the voice of the many of the people here in this region as they went through this crisis. And the one thing I can say about Dr. Gupta is he has done it with integrity, although he got a lot of pressure to do certain things or just not say certain things or not to stand up, but that never stopped him. He stood up because he felt what he was doing was right, and that needs to be commended. The one thing that comes to mind as far as with Dr. Gupta is Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote that a true success in life is to know that someone else had breathed easier because you had lived. I think with Dr. Gupta, with all his past experiences, and I know particularly the present, I think a lot of people did breathe easier because they felt trust in him to help them through this crisis. And for that, he truly has a very successful life. And I would ask everyone to support this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from Cabo.
Thank you. I didn't miss many sign-ons, but when I came in here at 11 and saw that this resolution had been introduced and I didn't get on it, I was awfully embarrassed. And I've told my good friend Dr. Gupta that, because so I wanted to stand and express my sincere appreciation. All the references today are well deserving of how he stepped up to the plate in this time of crisis and has distinguished himself. I've had the honor of knowing Dr. Gupta and working with him for a number of years, and I think probably, an extraordinary leadership of late, but what I have known of him as a physician, as a person who feels passionately about his calling for public health, he is symbolic of those county health officials throughout West Virginia and throughout our country who each and every day get up and go to work, usually without much fanfare, to give us an environment, a water quality, a food quality, things that help give us quality of life. So over my years, I recognize that our public county health officers are truly the unsung heroes, and we often overlook them. They're always struggling for financial help. This episode, I hope one of the teachable moments is that we need to stand up. We need to support our county health offices. And Dr. Gupta is very symbolic of the kind of leadership that we count on. So Dr. Gupta, thank you for your friendship, your leadership to West Virginia.
The senior senator from the 17th.
Mr. President, thank you. I also would like to make my brief comments on Dr. Gupta. One thing that you may not know is, I mean, we've all kind of gotten to know him with the crisis that we've just experienced the last couple of months, but he has been, from my vantage point, one of the premier champions of public health in the state of West Virginia from the perspective of how do we manage the spiraling costs that we just cannot continue to meet in the future with our state budget. If you look at the biggest single issue we've had to deal with is the massive increase in the Medicaid expenses, how we deal with these chronic illnesses, the health and well-being of our citizens, our whole lifestyles, how all this filters down to basically public health at the county level. Dr. Gupta is a champion at articulating and showing how we, as a state, can manage our communities, our well-being, in a way that over time will dramatically reduce the cost that we pay at the end of the game. That is for treating these chronic illnesses forever and ever, treating all of the end-of-life issues that we have that are really based on many, many years of not living a healthy lifestyle. His approach to public health at the county level, as it comes down from funding sources and programs at the federal level through our Department of Public Health here in DHHR, down through to the counties, as well as including the WVU School of Public Health, he is a champion. He is one of the people that we need to rely on, who can literally save us tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars as we look forward in the next 15 to 20 years. I take my hat off to Dr. Gupta.